Hi there. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center, coming to you live today as we're starting to count down for what? Thanksgiving coming up next week, Christmas coming up in just a month. Here's a question. How do you intentionally prepare yourself as a person, as a follower of Christ, for this over-the-top hectic season that's coming our way here? How do you do that? I got six things I know are very practical for you, very, very practical to get your head and heart in the right place. But I'd like to hear from you. How are you getting intentionally prepared for the Christmas and Thanksgiving holiday season? All right, the line is open. Let's talk.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach and your advocate for the family. Well, as soon as Halloween is over, everybody's getting ready for Christmas. We're less than a week away from Thanksgiving, and I gotta ask, are you ready? Well, we're live, and Dr. Randy wants to talk to you about how to be ready for the holidays. So call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, and to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. We are live at 888-888-1717. We are over the top here in America. Let's face it, Americans, we're over the top. Everything is what? We overexpect, we overwork, we overeat, we overcompensate, we overspend, we overcommit. I want to talk about those things today because I think they really block out the true significance of this season now, from Thanksgiving through the end of the year, celebrating the end of the year, remembering the birth of Christ, being thankful for all that God has given and continues to bless us as a nation. And so we want to open the line. I just want us to think a little bit intentionally about turning down the volume of our noisy lives a little bit, turning down the speed with which we try to travel through and get everything done, and not miss what this season can really be about. Love to hear, what are some specific things you're doing to throttle back a little bit, stay focused, be intentional? 888-888-1717 is the number. This new phenomenon that we've had in the last number of years with the so-called celebration of Halloween, all of the lights, and I heard somewhere that we're spending, billions of dollars with this celebrating Halloween. And I know some people, they just, what they do is they just change out the lights from, you know, the orange ones to red and green or white for Christmas. And it's ridiculous. It really is. So let's just talk a little bit about some things. I want to start by addressing something I think is really important during this holiday season. You and I tend to overexpect. We need to simplify our expectations. If you grew up and maybe you have an idyllic childhood and you think about your childhood, you think about how Christmas is supposed to be, and then the family gets together and it's not like that. It's just, you know, it's people, sinful people, people who've fallen, family members, just it is what it is. It's a great time, but we need to understand that the principle that I teach, expectations minus reality equals disappointment, is true at the Christmas season. So keep your expectations in check. Accept the fact that you can't control all of your family members that you're going to be with. They are who they are. And that gives you an opportunity to love on them and speak into their lives, but also be realistic in your expectations. And then to resist the urge to tell them how they've messed up their lives and how you think it's supposed to be, for those of us who like to fix other people, right? So we're talking about this Christmas season, Thanksgiving season. What are specific things you're doing to ready yourself for this season? 888-888-1717.
I have actually left my job and moved here just yesterday.
Wow.
To be with my daughter and to get a fresh start, something that needed to happen so that I can be there for my teenage daughters. My job was too demanding in Arkansas, and I followed my husband to Arkansas 2 years ago, and he left me for someone else. So after 19 years of marriage, now I have to intentionally be okay with, I'm not even in my home at Christmas. I gave my tree away. I can't get to my ornaments. They're in storage as of last night. And I have to be intentionally okay with it's going to be an okay Christmas. I do have Christ. I've grown very close to him even more this year. Mm-hmm. I can be with my family, with my daughter and my three granddaughters and my two teenage girls. And all my kids will be together at Christmas.
Well, it's the people, isn't it? Can't find the Christmas ornaments. Maybe you have too many. I don't know. You know, as we've gone through the years, we look back and realize that we put too much emphasis on just a day in terms of what to expect from that day. But wouldn't it be good to be able to have a heart throughout the other 364 days of the year where we really focus on being intentional in our love for Christ, celebrating Christmas every day, you know, throughout the year, celebrating his birth, his life, his death for us, his resurrection, what that means, a daily intentional act. So while we tend to overexpect, I think, too, we see that we tend to overwork, which again comes back to simplify, rescheduling our priorities. It's a time where we tend to overdo, and it's easy to do. I mean, you want your house to be nice. You want all the decorations in place. You want to have the right gifts. There's more pressure than ever. And I'm interested now with online shopping now exceeding going to the store, if that means it's going to be so easy to get things, we're going to even spend more, which is another thing we do. We tend to overspend. And in the process, if we plan ahead, determine now what you will and will not spend, have a budget for this Christmas season, and then live by it. It's what's most important, again, is the relationships that you have with your children, with your spouse, with your neighbors, being able to reach out to those around you. So what are the things that maybe in your life you're finding you've overdue that you're changing as you approach this Christmas holiday season? We're talking from our Intentional Living Center today live at 888-888-1717 with a big thanks to all of you who continue to pray for and stand with the ministry and support what God has given us here to do together as we reach out to be intentional in the lives of people. You know, there are some people who simply have chosen not to celebrate Christmas at all. They don't do the trees. They don't do the ornaments. They really throttle back. Some do it because they have an opposition to, you know, celebrating something that maybe they find takes away from the true meaning of their faith. Others simply have rejected Christmas as a celebration altogether. It'd be interesting to know how you have approached this, getting ready for Christmas. Do you think that's too much? Should we be celebrating or not celebrating this Christmas season the way the world seems to be doing it more and more all the time? 888-888-1717.
As we get closer to Christmas, there's something that could rob you of the blessing of the season.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Do you remember being a little kid and dreaming about Christmas morning and the presents you'd get? Sometimes your dreams were big and there was a letdown after all the presents had been opened. We do that now as grown-ups, and it robs us of our joy. Sure, your expectation isn't about a gift you'll get, but maybe it's that you think people in your life will act a certain way and they don't, or expectations of perfection. This Christmas, don't rob yourself. Spend time every day thinking about Christ, how he came to the earth as a little baby, how much he loves you, how he changed everything. When your expectations are on him, you're never disappointed. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Greg. Greg gives us good insight, I think, reinforcing this problem that we face so often with expectations. Whenever expectations are greater than reality, it creates a dynamic within the relationship, within the family, and there can be disappointment. And so keeping the throttle back on your expectations of what this season will be in terms of what people are going to contribute or not contribute. And when you do that, it can make a healthier time for you. Okay, let's find out what Shelley thinks about Christmas and Thanksgiving coming up here. Shelley, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate your call.
I want to say you have a fabulous program that goes on, but I just wanted to say I just experienced a form of racism, but the nice thing about all of it is I can use that and take that to my family and my grandkids. and show them how much they need to thank God for things that he's done for them, where he's brought them, and to not allow anyone, me included, to steal the joy that God has given them, and to just turn to him and let him lead them and try very hard to not let the world come in and take advantage of what's there. The holiday season is all about family, friends, and being there for people.
Well, it's a focus, Shelley. I think what you're saying, what I hear you say is we keep our focus on Christ. All of the divisions, many of the divisions that we see in our culture at lots of levels and situations can fade away. They're there and they need to be addressed. But at the same time, to recognize at the foot of the cross before Christ, we are all the same. We're all equal. We're no different. He loves us all. And that's a very powerful reminder for us as followers of Christ. So we wish you the greatest of this Christmas season, Shelley, and thank you for listening and for your kind words.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. And we're getting started with the Christmas holidays next week, of course, with Thanksgiving, preparing for this busy season. And I think about Thanksgiving, there's so much emphasis on food, of course. And I talked about the over things that we do, overcompensate, overspend, overcommit. And we can overeat. Overeating results from a lot of stress, causes more stress. We know that this season, medical doctors and counselors will tell you it can be increase in illness because of the stress and sometimes even the overeating and the food associated with this season. All right, let's find out from Mason, who's listening in Michigan. Mason, welcome to the program.
Hello. Yes, I've probably talked to you a few times. I'm a priest in the Church of Jesus Christ. And I was telling one of the other people that I'll be meeting with about 10 basketball players in a few minutes, and we're going to open the church up for them to play basketball, and we'll start off with a prayer, and we'll have a reading. And since it's Thanksgiving is coming up so close, that will be the topic of the reading, is what do we need to be thankful for at Christmas time.
So what I hear, Mason, is you reach out in the community, open the doors of your church and bring people in, minister to them, reach out to people in the community, which is an important thing to do. I think so often we get in these holiday seasons, we tend to focus on ourselves, our issues, our things, and there's needs around us. And being creative to reach people around us is such an important thing to do. All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you, Mason. God bless you.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome to join us here at 888-888-1717. We're just opening the lines, thinking about being intentional with the next 6 weeks ahead of us here, Christmas, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Not so much, you know, what are your traditions? I hope you have some. Those are important. Or all the great things you're going to do. That's great. But also, how are you preparing yourself for this season? So maybe you, as unlike years past, really want to end this season and look back and say, hey, we did it right. We did it right when it came to how we handled our money, how we handled our interaction with people and family and the community, how we use this opportunity as Christians to reach out. I'd love to hear some ideas from you. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Randy says anyone can start a race, but not everyone finishes strong. Do you want to finish strong? Dr. Randy has some great encouragement and godly counsel for you in his full-length DVD, Finishing Strong. Finishing Strong features in-depth teaching on 10 principles to help you finish everything in life and finish well. Become a member of Intentional Living today, and with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll receive the Finishing Strong DVD and Donna Carlson's beautiful 16x20 watercolor print featuring the 10 Finishing Strong statements as a reminder. You'll also receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching, all with our thanks. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Thanks.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. So, how are you doing with your one thing? What one thing, you ask? Well, what's the one thing Jesus wants you to do that could radically change your life, your marriage, your faith? If you need help figuring that out or need help doing it, just go to theintentionallife.com/one thing. Again, that's theintentionallife.com/one thing. Dr. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. We're talking preparation for the holiday season. By the way, we're going to be going back to this series on God's view of money we've been teaching this week. We're going to wrap that up tomorrow. We thought we'd take a break today. Money certainly is one of the topics when we think about the Christmas season and spending and doing it God's way. And we asked the question on Facebook, what do you do to get ready for the holidays? And I think Craig speaks for many people. He said, find a good hiding place. You know, a place that you can hide out from the noise and the clamor and all of the demands. And that's unfortunate because God, I don't think, ever intended for us to approach Christmas like that. Lisa said to be intentional about having more relaxing days and enjoying the true meaning of this season. Melody said, now that my kids are grown, and this is interesting, and all of our Christmas decorations were stolen, I don't know, someone get in the garage, take them all. Christmas is about Jesus, giving, music, and service. And that's the right focus. And it's interesting. Kathy said on Facebook, she said, I think every day, after the day after Thanksgiving, right up through the end of the year, I think about what Mary and Joseph must have gone through in giving birth to the King of this world. Keeping focused. And you can be creative in your own ways as well. We're talking about getting ready for the holidays. Let's go to Jean, who's on the line in Kansas. Jean, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. How are you getting ready for this Christmas season?
Well, it's not easy for me. I right now am fighting a legal battle in the court system on something personal. And it's hard for me to be able to buy like a turkey dinner and Christmas dinner because I have an 11-year-old, because a lot of my finances are caught up in this legal battle.
Mm. So this is a tough one for you, a tough season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think a couple things, Jean. There, in your area, there certainly will be services available, community services, mission outreaches, churches outreach. And I would encourage you to take the initiative to look. If I were right there in your neighborhood, I'd give you some names, and I don't know what they are. But you know what? I bet you we could get some. I don't know where in Kansas. But in every community, the Christian church stands up and has available help for people and families in need. And I would encourage you to really seek that out, to get in touch with a Bible-believing teaching church, a pastor, maybe one of the larger churches in your community. Start networking, finding some names, getting some information, getting some resources where you can provide not only some food and support, but also some things for your children for the Christmas season. I think a second thing, Gene, is that you be very realistic and realize that some years are tougher than other years. And whatever you're going through, I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, to know that God is with you and that ultimately what your children need more than anything is that stability in your home, your love, your care, sense of security. And so as you reach out to the community around you and get support for yourself, that's going to be more helpful. Why don't you hang on for a minute? I'll see if we can get your a little more information. Maybe some of our staff in your area can at least try to connect you with a church to get you started in the Kansas area. So hang on. All right, we're talking about how in the world during this season do you do things that really get you ready for the true meaning of Christmas. And we certainly would welcome you to join our Facebook discussion at theintentionallife.com. When you get there, click on Facebook, and we'd love to talk to you.
This is Amy Phillips with Intentional Living. I went around and asked some of the staff, what are some challenges you've had with your in-laws associated with the holidays?
When I first met my father-in-law, I found out that he didn't have much of a sense of humor. And I grew up with a father who was a terrible tease, and I inherited the same kind of thing. And so when he saw me teasing my wife, actually my wife-to-be, it really offended him. And so I told him I'd try not to do that. And at least when he was around, I don't tease my wife.
The stressor that came into our family was my parents and my in-laws lived a block apart. And so my daughter had to decide which place to spend equal time with as well as us. So we were always eating and having to make sure we had equal number of meals at each house and who got to cook the Christmas dinner and who got to do the Christmas Eve dinner and flip those around each year. So that was a little bit of a stressor because sometimes they wanted to do something different.
For Intentional Living, I'm Amy Phillips.
Thank you, Amy. You know, our Christmas holiday season begins right about now, because, you know, it seems like most of our birthdays in our family are between now and right after the first of the year. Today happens to be our oldest son's birthday. Evan, today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Evan. I'd sing, but I won't. And then we go into birthdays. Let me see. My wife's birthday is coming up. One of our granddaughters, Kylie's birthday. Our Kinsley's birthday is coming up 2 days before Christmas. My birthday's coming up, Christmas Day, and so it's a busy season. Then you put in there the Thanksgiving, and you put in there. Let me see. I missed another birthday. I'm going to get called on it when I get home. I got another birthday coming up. Aya, our granddaughter's birthday, is coming up the end of November. I hope I covered everybody. And Andrea, coming up on December 19th, and Andrea and Chris's anniversary. See, I start going down this trail, I'm going to miss somebody. Steven Davis here in the studio. His is coming up. So I apologize to any of my family members. I didn't bring my calendar in here with me. We're talking about getting ready for the Christmas season, the holiday season, and doing it the way that honors Christ. Anna, what are you doing that makes Christmas more special for you and your family?
Well, we do celebrate Christmas, but we don't really go out really landishly about it. The kids always get something. It's often something that they really need anyhow, but it's a lot of money, and so maybe we, like, if they're going to need a new computer for something. We've never given a computer for Christmas, but we have for other gifts because they were going to go to college and they needed mm-hmm. one. Come Christmas time, we give something that they just really want or something that they need, and we have a good time celebrating. We reach out to the neighbors by giving a little cookie and cocoa gift to each of the neighbors. But the thing that we do the most is our church is involved with participating with another church to feed the homeless throughout the year. And so come Christmas time, they always ask for things for the homeless. And one of the things we found, 1 year we bought like 11 sleeping bags because we found the best deal we could find on the internet and whatever, and were able to buy multiples of them because of that. Last year we bought hats and jackets for homeless men. And the other thing we do is we always have an angel tree at our church. And so we always pick out a jacket for a boy and a jacket for a girl, because we have a boy and a girl. They're college age now, but we pick out kids that the parents have asked for a jacket for them. And we go and find something really nice for them in whatever color and size they've requested. And so it is something that we enjoy giving to each other and to our families, but we really see the need to reach out to people who are without. Yeah. And mostly the real basics, it's not that they're going to get a luxury or something like that, but they just, you know, they need to keep warm. They need to be able to survive the winter. And kids need to be able to go to school with a warm coat on their backs, even if they have a parent incarcerated. And that may be out of their other parent's budget.
Greater needs than ever, Anna, and the fact that you're being intentional, that's a message to your children, even though they're maybe grown, to see that, hey, it's not about us. This is an opportunity to reach out beyond our little clan, our little group, and reach the needs in our community. It's important.
And it's easy to bring back the point, we are giving gifts to one another, but Christ was the ultimate gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was a gift from God. He was sent to us as a child, and then he grew up to give again. And so, I mean, they've heard that their whole lives, and I hope it's entrenched in them by now. But we have found every holiday a chance to make it different than the world. And so we do the same with Easter and Halloween and things when they were growing up. We made it different than the world. And so they could have fun, and yet we could have the true meaning come through.
And that's the key. All right, Anna, thank you. Joe, we didn't get to your call, but he makes a good point that he says that it's important to spread the word, to share the good news with family and friends that come to your home, but don't preach to your family members. They're not going to appreciate it. This is an opportunity to really minister to them, love them, and show them your faith intentionally by how you live.
John Maxwell made the statement, there are two important days in life, he said. The day that you were born and the day you find out why. And we celebrate the birthday every year. You know, we get the cake and the party and the banners and the streamers and have fun. But wouldn't it be fun to also have a party every year on the date that we found out why we were born? Why am I here? Lots of people that will give you answers to that. And as Christians, we'll say things like, well, to live my purpose and to honor God and be a good family member and be a good dad and to do these things. That's sort of my purpose in life. But I like what the Westminster Catechism says, that man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever.
That's an excerpt from a teaching that's on DVD that is very passionate in preparing, called Finishing Strong, the top 10 list of asking questions of ourselves. And that one comes from the question of, did you discover and live God's true purpose for your life? Here's another one. Don't leave any unfinished business behind. Here's a question. Did you love people and use things, or did you tend to use people and love things? Wow, that's a hard one, isn't it? It shouldn't be, but it can be for some of us at times. Or how about, did I leave or am I leaving a godly heritage for the next generation? These 10 principles I teach on DVD, along with a beautiful watercolor print done by my wife, Donna, with these 10 principles. And it's our gift to you as you come alongside of us and stand in monthly support as a member of the Intentional Living family, helping us reach right here into this community, across the network of stations around the United States and around the world online. And so we thank you for your ongoing support. You know, a dollar a day, $30 a month will make a difference. And this is one way you can do that, and I thank you. We want to get these gifts to you to say thanks and then ongoing teaching each and every month. All you need to do is go online to join us at theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717 and press number 4. Tomorrow we're going to wrap up this series we've been on this week called God's View of Money. We took a little break today to talk about the Christmas season coming up. But tomorrow, right back at it, God's View of Money. I hope you'll come and join us from the Intentional Living Center. We'll see you then.